Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Kristen. Welcome back to Project Independence in You right here at WCWP.org. And what a very important show. What a very important, timely show, Otto. I mean, it's timely because, you know, it's topics that we still need to talk about. We need to educate the youth about it. And, you know, our generation, older generation, younger generation, you know, we still need to make progress. Mm-hmm. So during the break, I was talking to Bernice a little bit about one of the important things she said are partnerships. Partnerships, you know, partnerships with government, partnerships with neighbors, partnerships with residents, you know, partnerships all across the board. Did you want to expand on that a little?
No, it's just the fact that...
Not really.
I think you did a good job.
Oh, thank you. You did.
But it does. It takes community leaders, partnerships with the legislators in the community, you know, those unsung heroes in the community, learning about them and educating the kids about what happened in the past. And you also, the film would show you that there were challenges, but it was a partnership among many people and many groups. That's what worked. And it's not a one-man show. It takes everyone in the community working together. And also a piece that's very important. It's uncomfortable. Those pieces that are uncomfortable to talk about, most people would like to just scare away from them. But you don't really solve any problems unless you really look them in the eye and talk about them. That's the beginning. Be uncomfortable first. That's number one. And then you go from there because it won't kill you. You know, you won't die. I've never heard anyone, falling dead because they were made to feel uncomfortable.
Well, and also speaking about partnerships, I mean, one of the reasons North Hempstead was also at the forefront of moving civil rights movement progress forward was the partnership, especially between the Mount Olive Baptist Church as well as Temple Bethel in Great Neck. Mm-hmm. And that was a great partnership because they came together as a clergy, as people, mm-hmm. as they call themselves, you know, under God, one people, and worked together to say, how can they help the community? So I think when you talk about partnerships, you need to work together with like-minded people. And that was a great way where they said, well, it's easy just to talk about, you know, for sermons and say, this is what you should be doing. And I remember, I think it was the rabbi who said, and then someone set up, well, what are you going to do about it? And so they created this Black Jewish dialogue. And through that, they were able to progress forward and to make a lot of differences by working together. And I think, repeat what Bernice says, you need to work together with people.
You need open communication. I'll give you a very short story. I was in sales all my life, and I had a customer by the name, a company name was Gil Barco. They manufactured gas pumps. And there was a guy, Reggie Gilmore, was my contact. And Reggie was Black, and we got along great. And we wound up spending almost 5 hours in a car for a few days going to different places. And during the course of the conversation, where I'm leading this open communication, we found out that we both had close family members who had drug problems. And then we got into really having an open conversation about it didn't matter whether you were Black, purple, green, or whatever. If you have a drug problem, you have a drug problem. If you behave like an idiot and you're Black and you're white or you're green or whatever, you're still an idiot. It doesn't matter. And I think you have to get to the point where you have that kind of open feeling about it. You know, it's like it seems so simple, yet it's a message that is so hard to get across to people. I just don't get it. You know,
you have these two distinct and dynamic groups of people. You have the African-American community or Black community and the Jewish community. That although they're very distinct and very different, they found something in common being clergy. They have past experiences that were horrific, and they came together on a common cause. Mm-hmm. You know, they had a passion and an empathy for injustice, and they found that commonality, and they worked on it. And even though it was uncomfortable, maybe even for them to get together, they moved past that uncomfortable feeling, and they moved forward. They created the dialogue, and it still rings true to today. We talk about the Not in Our Town initiative, issues that are going on individually in different communities. None of them will be solved without working together or collaboratively with someone else. You cannot do it by yourself.
Absolutely, and that's why I'm so grateful for being able to sit on a panel like this where we are all working together, and not just to be on the panel, but on so many other levels. But, Alan talked about Temple Beth-El, and he talked about Mount St. Olive Baptist Church. It's also about the leadership. You had Rabbi Davidson. You had Reverend Corley. And they saw the need, and they saw it was not just about having platitudes, saying the right thing, and meeting once a year, and reconfirming that, yes, we need to be working together. They actually made it happen. So whether it was advocating for health care, there were so many issues that they worked together and were able to actually move not just the dialogue forward, but the actions forward. Mm-hmm. And so we need to be grateful for leaders who, such as the ones that are
absolutely.
Lee and Viviana and Bernice and Alan with the film, and you for having the foresight to bring this to the seniors in North Hempstead.
Right.
Because by bringing these issues to the forefront, it raises consciousness and to make sure that people understand this isn't a fight of the past. It's a fight that continues to go on, and we need to speak up strongly about these issues every day.
And just to throw in a little plug before the time
of
runs
course.
Out, besides the main film itself, which will be available at mynhtv.com as well as northhempsteadny.gov, you can link to the town's television site. Each individual oral history of the participants of the documentary will be uploaded in its full entirety. So you'll have the full hour and a half interview with each person and their whole stories, because we only showed a lot of the information and facts that were said by multiple people, where we can find newspaper sources for, because we want to be very careful, even though that their stories were 100% correct. If we didn't have multiple information, we didn't want to put that in the main documentary. But there's amazing stories of just personal experiences, what it was like being in that time. So it'll all be up online for all generations to come, archived, and it'll be a really nice resource for students, generations, people of all ages, to watch and to learn from.
Alan, are you still doing these interviews, or has that window been closed?
I think the window is closed at this point. I know there's been some talk about it, but at this point, we're in the final stages, so we're about to put them all up online. We're just finishing up the final duplications and subtitles, so everyone can, if they have any hearing problems, they can also read the text. But we're about to do this in the next month or two. Everything will be up online.
Right. What's so important, too, is that this started from a $50,000 grant from the National
Park Services.
And, it had not this type of thought in mind to create a film. But when you do get funding, and funding is so important, and you're able to find grants, there's so many ways to kind of, I don't want to say skew the grant to have the core, but look what can come from it when you think outside the box. I mean, this was a grant that you were going to do a little research, and now
just to reiterate what we were talking about before, is the grant was just to collect the oral histories.
Right.
So just to collect oral histories, put them online, and go from there. Myself and Carol Trottier, Director of Communications for the town, really just believe, as amazing as these stories are, nobody wants to sit online and watch 10 hours of interviews.
Right.
We needed to make this a digestible content.
You told the whole story.
Exactly. Giving interviews context, using historical archives and photos to bring light, to a lot of these issues.
And when did it start? When did you guys actually get the grant?
2-3 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So it's been a process. And kudos. It's really, a wonderful. It's turned into a very important piece and has brought, opening up dialogue again, where it maybe has been quiet for a while, and now, talking about it on the radio show. And, a lot of our seniors went through it, too. So I'm sure that, they're recognizing a lot of the stories.
Don't look at me.
Not you, I don't. Of course not.
But, the importance of having a grant like this and then doing with it what was done is it lays the groundwork for getting another grant.
Right.
And
so
in North Hempstead, we go for grants very aggressively. And we're able to show that when we get the grant, we actually do it. It's not something that we get the grant and then it sits for a long time.
Right.
And the importance of that is it enables us to be successful as we apply for other grants.
That's right. And sometimes we don't get the grants, but we still do it because the need is there. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, we may have to do something in other ways, but it's wonderful that you guys were able to come from, you know, one place and yet come out on this end with such an important film.
I have to give Alan a gold star because think about the thousands of hours recordings and film and, you know, making sure the information was accurate and so on, and then boiling it down to 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. I try taking old family pictures and digitizing what I think are the good ones, and that takes forever.
Well, you know, thank you. That's very kind. But it's also with all the amazing interviewees that we had on their story.
Sure.
There was a big sense of responsibility to do them justice. And, you know, it's one other thing I'll just quickly note, even though it's done by a town, politics, not one politician came in and said, you cannot talk about this, you cannot talk about that. Mm-hmm. There was a understanding from everybody in the town that we're going to move forward with information and factual information to address this. There was no hidden shutters and saying, well, let's not talk about this
because
it's not flattering. And I think that's a real sense of responsibility from the elected officials to say, no, like, this is a problem. Let's head it on, you know,
it's uncomfortable, but, you know, it's still here. So I do kudos to, you know, council members, the supervisor, because, you know, that's an excellent point.
I believe right now, too, the global picture, which we can't control, is feeding everything down to a lower level. But the problem is we can't control that. All we can work on is the elephant that we see, that part of it.
One bite at a time.
Councilwoman Seaman.
Something really bothers me for a long, long time. We had a wonderful black community in Great Neck in one particular street. They were here from the late 1800s, and their homes were purchased. They're not there anymore, so we don't have a black community there. So a lot of the people need a lot of learning about what we had here, and there must be something to do, because I would like to have the black community come back to Great Neck.
I'm going to move to Great Neck.
Well, on that note, we have 30 seconds left. Certainly not enough time.
Well, I lived in Manhasset for like 25 years and moved there in 1971. In 1971, there was Spinney Hill, which there was a whole strip of local barbershops and, you know, all local type things.
Otto, we're going to talk a little bit more about that and talk of the town. We have about 10 seconds left. Wanted to thank all of the guests for coming today. This was an incredible experience. We have 4 seconds left. Have a wonderful, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Thank you, Rebecca.